Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pete Gray. Batting second. The second baseman, Len Schulte. Batting third. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sig Jackuki. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sig Jackuki. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gray for the out. One out. Len Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoover for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into center field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gray. Mayer reaches second base with a double. Outlaw goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Mancuso reaches third base with a triple. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki strikes out. Two outs. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jakuki fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gray, who is chasing the ball. Mayo reaches third base with a triple. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbein hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult strikes out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. one out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mayer hits a fly ball into center field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 0-for-1 in the game. Jakuki hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-2 in the game. Gray hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gray, who is chasing the ball. Trout reaches third base with a triple. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trout scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Mike Krivic now playing center field. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Mancuso strikes out. There goes Moore. The throw from Swift to second, and Moore is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mayer hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Trout is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 0 for 2 in the game. Jakuki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoover hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schult fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Outlaw bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mayer hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeb Eaton pinch hits for Bob Swift. Zeb Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.